All right. So last Sunday, I promised you heaven. And today, I'm going to take you for a tour in hell. So today's message will be a very difficult message. It's difficult to preach and difficult to hear. So we really need God's help here. Heavenly Father, unless you build the house, we labor in vain. So please speak yourself with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. The message today is a call for action to what we have heard. So the first question is, what have we heard? It's the message that we heard last Sunday. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It's also the salvation mentioned in Hebrews 2, verses 3 to 4, which was announced by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That is the gospel. And this gospel message was also testified by God with signs, wonders, and various miracles. And most important of all, it's accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. What does drift away mean? It's like you are lying in a boat and you forgot to drop the anchor. And when you are enjoying yourself under the sun, the boat's being slowly carried away by current or wave. And then before you even realize it, you are out there in the middle of the ocean. And here, Hebrews 2 says, do not expect that you can escape, meaning that you are lost in the middle of the ocean, and any hope of being saved has escaped you. So brothers and sisters, please pay more careful attention to what you have heard, so that you do not drift away. Why can't we escape? Because the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment. What is the message spoken by angels? Hebrews 10:28 is more clear. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy. So it refers to the message given to Moses. That is, it's the law of Moses. And then there are also the message spoken through the prophets to our forefathers. That's the last Sunday's sermon on Hebrews 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets many times and in various ways. So here we have a comparison here. First, the message spoken through the prophets in the past. Second, the message spoken directly by the Son, Jesus, the ultimate prophet, in these last days. Well, in fact, we have three layers of comparison here. First, the message spoken to Moses. Then, the message spoken through the prophets. And finally, the message spoken directly by the Son. And there are also different levels of consequences if we do not listen to the message. First, every violation and disobedience of the law of Moses received its just punishment, that is, died without mercy. Then those who rejected the Old Testament prophets were killed, enslaved by the Assyrians and the Babylonians, or died of all kinds of terrible deaths. But however terrible these punishments may be, they can't be more terrible than what will happen to you if you ignore the message spoken directly by the Son, Jesus Christ. Why is that so? Because the law was given to Moses to lead us to Christ, and all the prophets spoke about Jesus. But these messages in the past were all piecemeal messages, like pieces of a big puzzle, like traces in a riddle. They were not complete, and they were all describing shadows of Jesus. But the Israelites were still punished when they ignored or rejected these messages. Then in these last days, the Son, Jesus, who spoke to us directly by himself. Therefore, we no longer see a shadow, but we see him, Jesus Christ, God the creator and sustainer of all things, the owner and heir of all things, the king of the universe, came to this earth, became weak, and died for our sins, so that we become heirs and rulers of his kingdom. Jesus completes the message. That's why Jesus is the ultimate prophet, and his message, the gospel, is the ultimate message. Therefore, if you ignore his message, the ultimate message, how much more terrible will your punishment be? Now, we have answered the question why we can't escape. But we've still got a question. What can't we escape from? It's the fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemy of God in Hebrews 10:27. It's also Hebrews 10:31. It's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. How dreadful? Well, we all know it's hell. So I don't think I need to repeat here. But I think I have to, because it's a part of the ultimate message. The ultimate prophet spoke about it, so I must tell it. It's dreadful because it's eternal death, eternal punishment in hell by fire, and eternal separation from the grace of God, meaning separation from anything good you have ever seen or experienced in this life. Therefore, for all of us who are still in sin, we must escape hell. There is only one, and there is only one way to escape hell. That is, turn to Jesus and turn to him now. Now, if you have not yet turned to him, you have not turned to Jesus, please talk to us after the sermon. Please do not leave. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away, so that we can escape. First of all, I must make sure that you hear the message so that you do not drift away. This message is basically the sermon last Sunday. God spoke to us directly by Jesus, the ultimate prophet, about the gospel of Jesus Christ himself, that the Son of God, the heir of all things, the creator and sustainer of all things, the king of the universe, became man and died on the cross for our sins so that we are forgiven and purified and become co-heirs and co-rulers of his kingdom with him. Wonderful, isn't it? We will be kings of the universe. I said today's message is difficult to preach and to hear, but it isn't that difficult after all. Kings of the universe. But unfortunately, we haven't really started the difficult parts. So let's take another look at Hebrews 2, verses 1 to 4. I think it's both an exhortation and a warning. Now, exhortation and warning are like the two sides of the same coin. In the Bible, exhortations come with a promise, the promise of all the wonderful rewards of heaven if you listen to him. Similarly, warnings also come with a promise, the promise of eternal punishment in hell if you do not listen to him. So we have just shown the exhortation side, that is, pay more careful attention to what we have heard, do not drift away, And we will be co-heirs and co-rulers with Jesus in the eternal kingdom of God. But I also need to show you the other side of the coin, the warning. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? It's a severe warning, because the message was announced by the Lord himself and testified by God with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I must take this warning seriously, very seriously, because it's the Trinity who are all at work here. And because the same warning is repeated many times in the book of Hebrews, let me just show you a few here. Again, Hebrews 2, for if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? Again, Hebrews 10, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has exalted the Spirit of grace? And again, Hebrews 12. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, that's Moses, how much less will we escape if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? That's Jesus. Now, all these three passages are talking the same warning. How shall we escape? How much more severely? How much less will we escape if we ignore him? The Israelites ignore the incomplete an unclear message in the Old Testament, and they did not escape the punishment. Then we who receive the complete and clear gospel message of Jesus Christ will in no way be able to run away from this punishment if we ignore it. And I want you to ask yourself one question. Why the same warning is repeated three times in Hebrews? Is it really necessary to repeat again and again? Well, apparently the author of Hebrews thinks so. In fact, he doesn't just stop here. We have more. Hebrews 6, verses 4 to 6, and Hebrews 10, verses 26 to 27, again, they are repeating the same warning. Well, the patterns here may be a bit complicated to see, even I give all these colors. So let me just break them down for you. With same colors, Hebrews 6, those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gifts, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age. Again, Hebrews 10, after we have received the knowledge of the truth. Basically saying, you have heard the knowledge of the truth. You have heard the message. Now, if you fall away, you are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Hebrews 10, if we deliberately keep on sinning. Meaning that if you ignore the message, then it is impossible for you to be brought back to repentance. No sacrifice for sin is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Meaning that you cannot escape God's judgment. So what do we see? What do we see here? It's basically, you have heard the knowledge of the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you still ignore it, then there's no way you can escape the punishment. Therefore, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard from Jesus, the ultimate prophet, so that we do not drift away. Again, see to that you do not refuse him, Jesus, the ultimate prophet who speaks. And therefore, Hebrews 3, 7 to 8, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And again, Hebrews 3, 15, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And again, Hebrews 4, 7, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Now, do not say in your heart, I didn't hear his voice. Because his voice is whatever written in the Bible. And you have heard it already today. So you do not have any excuse. So do not harden your heart. And if you think, I'm just taking some verses out of Hebrews, then I suggest you to read the whole book of Hebrews yourselves. And you will find many more warnings. But you will also come to learn a lot more about Jesus. And you will understand much deeper why you cannot escape if you ignore him. And I want you also to know what Jesus, the ultimate prophet, speaks about this subject in other places. Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you too will all perish. Matthew 5:20, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teacher of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 23:33-39, you snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew 25:30. Throw that worthless servant outside into darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Luke 19:27, those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. Now I understand these are harsh sayings, and our Lord Jesus spoke very kind words elsewhere. But I hope you are not thinking to yourself, these harsh sayings are not about me. Jesus is not talking to me. Because you should know that the whole Bible was written primarily for believers. And every sentence, every word is speaking to us Christians. So we must take these harsh sayings seriously. These are the warnings from our Lord, the ultimate prophet. If we do not take them seriously, if we do not pay careful attention, then my worry is, at the end, we might be hearing the following. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. I want you to pay attention to the word many. Is this surprising to you? That many on that day will say to Jesus, Lord, Lord. And Jesus will reply them, I never knew you. I hope and I pray that none of us sitting here today will be among them. Now, if you're thinking, that's not talking about me because I do not reject the gospel, nor do I ignore Jesus. He is my Lord. But look at here. What do these people say? Lord, Lord. They are calling Jesus Lord too. They are prophesying in his name, and in his name drive out demons and perform many miracles. But Jesus tell them, I never knew you. And I must point out here, the warning in Hebrews 2 is not primarily given to those who directly reject the gospel or ignore what we have heard. But it's given to those who slowly drift away. It's given to those who are unfruitful because they are choked by the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. It's given to those who have been Christians for years and should be teachers, but don't seem to have the expected spiritual maturity and knowledge of God. It's given to those who have given up meeting together with their brothers and sisters. And it's given to those who deliberately keep on sinning after knowing the word of God. Are you among them? Now, I want to say, I'm not among them. But unfortunately, I do not feel I can say it. That's why when I said today's message is both difficult to preach and to hear, I actually also mean that it's difficult for me to preach it and difficult for me to hear it myself. Now, I hope it's not difficult for you, though. Nevertheless, I need to make it more difficult for you. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 to 13. If you think you are standing firm now, then be careful that you do not fall, because no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. Now, some of you who know the Bible maybe crying out in your heart, hey James, you have been taking the verses out of context. It's not what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. For he also says, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation seizes you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted so that He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Well, thank you very much for being a Berean. This is very true. And this is also our only hope. Because if God doesn't provide a way out, and if he doesn't put a hedge around us, then all of us, we will fall away straight away. But the question here really is, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Have you resisted temptation to the point of shedding your blood? I have not, to my shame. And I guess you have not either. So I must continue what the ultimate prophet has spoken to us. Revelation 2, 4 to 5. I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the heights from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Revelation 2:16. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against you with the sword of my mouth. Revelation 2:23. I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Revelation 3, 1 to 3. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Revelation 3, 15 to 16. I know your deeds. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. All these are written to the churches. That is to you and me who are sitting here today also. Therefore, repent, meaning turn away from your sins. Wake up, meaning be alive for God's work. Do not be lukewarm, but be passionate about God's word, serving the church and others. Now, if you do these things, the ultimate prophet, Jesus, promised the following. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. To him who overcomes and does the will, does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He who overcomes will be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Now, overcome doesn't mean that you will be free of sin or you will not fall again. But it means when you fall again, not if you fall, but when you fall, you will get up and by his strength march on. Brothers and sisters, we are not living in a peaceful world. We are constantly in battles and wars, spiritual battles and wars. So we must pay careful attention, hold on to the end, and overcome. Overcome, and we will be sitting with our Lord Jesus on his throne. Finally, today's application. The application of last Sunday's sermon is meditate on Hebrews 1, the first three verses. But after today, I don't think we have any excuse. We really need to take God's word very seriously. We need bullets to fight our battles, which are God's word. We need strength to fight. So let's take our spiritual food. That's not what a sermon can give you, not what a sermon can help you. But you must start reading God's word, reading the Bible by yourself. By yourself, read it regularly, read it every day. Yes, of course, it's not easy. It's never easy. But we can fight the battle together. We have groups that can help you, and you can join, and we can do it together, which will be much easier. So please talk to me after the sermon, or just talk to Pastor Shannon, send him a WhatsApp message, and say you want to join our online Bible reading group. But if you are still considering whether I should do it, let me remind you again. You have no excuse. But you must pay more careful attention to what you have just heard. I would like to end today's sermon with what our Lord Jesus says in John 11:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Are you his sheep? If you're his sheep, you will listen to him and follow him.